Good morning. Some of you know Faith Friendly, and I really wish she were here this morning because I think words come more easily to Faith than they do to me, but the experience I want to share with you today is my experience. So who am I? Or maybe a better question is, who was I in the year 2000? There are all the common answers. You know, I was a wife, I was a mother, grandmother, daughter, sister, on and on and on. I was, and I still am, I'm afraid, a very emotional person. I cried at the thought of saying goodbye. I admit that people sitting around me have gotten up and moved during a sentimental movie. I seriously disliked doctors, dentists, needles, blood, pain, all that stuff, even on TV. But on December 21st, 2000, I was diagnosed with advanced breast cancer. My first prayer was, "Dear God, please let me get through this with some semblance of dignity." I dreaded the thought of being a teary, trembling mess during whatever it was that was coming. And I admit, there have been many tears. So, December 21st, I was diagnosed, and on December 28th, I started my treatment. 3 months of chemo, then surgery, a double mastectomy, 3 more months of chemo, and finally 6 weeks of radiation. My last treatment was on September 11th, 2001. That September 11th. In October of 2006, I learned that my cancer is back. It's in my bones now, and it's a matter of managing it, not curing it. Of course, there is that question, why? But really the question is, why me? Statistics say that 1 in 8 women will face breast cancer. In 2001, I had 2 daughters, 3 sisters, a mother, and a mother-in-law. That made 7. I made 8. My daughters' lives were unfolding, stretching out ahead of them. My sisters all still had children at home. My mother and mother-in-law were older than I, of course, and less capable of fighting a serious illness. So then the question became, why not me? I was relatively healthy. I lived in Rochester, the home of the Mayo Clinic. I had a strong, positive husband and family. And still, I had more, even though I didn't fully realize it at the time. I had CUMC. I had all of you, your support, your prayers, and I had God's love. Well, that's the who, the what, and kind of the why. The next question is, so what? First of all, I learned a lot. I learned that prayer isn't just a word. It's not just an action. It's a force. I could feel its power lifting me up and giving me a sense of peace about whatever it was that was coming. I learned that good health requires more than good medical care. We've all heard that. But I assure you, it is true. Good health requires support, love, and faith. I learned about strength. The strength of my faith, the strength of prayer, the strength God helped me find when I needed it. And I learned about the incredible strength and love of my husband. I often say, I get all the attention. Lynn gets all the tension. I learned the power of friends and their love and their support. Another thing, I have more awareness. You can't appreciate what you are unaware of. And I am now more aware of all those things I learned along the way. I'm aware now of how much I need a smile, a hug, or even just a touch. I'm aware that I can change someone's mood, maybe even their whole day, by my contact with them. I'm aware that I can reflect God's love to those around me. And you can too. You did it for me. Some of you know how important Christmas is to me. In 2006, I had a mystery illness and had to spend time in the hospital during Christmas. I remember Pastor Nancy coming to visit several times, once a day or two after Christmas, and she was saying how sorry she was that I had missed Christmas. I thought about that. I hadn't missed Christmas. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. Christmas is about the birth of Christianity. It's the beginning. Every day is a beginning. We can carry Christmas and its meaning with us any day and every day. So, Merry Christmas, and thank you.